Hanukkah Sameach, and welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call live from, well, today, wet and humid Boca Raton, Florida. I am your host, Naftali Herman. As always, thank you for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the second day of the month of Teves, and Zos Hanukkah, the eighth and final day of Hanukkah. I hope all of you had a wonderful weekend. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, and we greatly appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Sponsorships are available for $100 for one day, $360 for a week, $1,000 for a month. And you can sponsor for any occasion, whether commemorating a yard site, for a simcha, or for your favorite host. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dov Winston of the Young Israel of Merrick in Merrick, New York, to share the very chizuk. It will be immediately followed by Rabbi Winston slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, which will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim with a sizable pause to insert names for those whom we are praying for. And we will conclude, as we always do, with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Winston back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Winston.
Thank you so much for inviting me back on this very special program to share some words of Torah and Divrei Chizuk. It is great to be back with all of you once again. As Rabbi Naftali mentioned, we know today is Zos Chanukah, the last day of the beautiful Festival of Light. And the name of the day famously comes from the Torah reading that we had this morning, in which we referred to Zos Chanukas HaMezbeach, that this is the dedication of the altar that we read about this morning, and we therefore parallel that to the day as well. We call it Zos Chanukah. This is the last day of Chanukah. And this is the day to sort of dream about all that we hope what Chanukah could mean for us, to us, and how it could theoretically change our lives for the better. And therefore, I'd like to take some time this afternoon to reflect on perhaps what the takeaways of Chanukah could be for us, so that tonight, tomorrow, and the next several months until we have our next beautiful Jewish holiday, so that this time that we have in the absence of all of these festive days could still be filled with meaning and with growth. And we know that the central question of the Chanukah holiday and story is, my Chanukah, what are we celebrating Chanukah for? And our rabbis give the very famous answer to this question that most of us, I'm sure, are aware of, with the resounding retelling of the miracle of the oil, that we all know that we only had enough oil to last one day, and of course it lasted for 8 days. And while we know that this miracle happened, it's also worthwhile to note that there is another miracle that we mention throughout all of the tefillos, throughout all of our prayers, and it is not the miracle of the oil. In fact, this afternoon, when we daven mincha and we recite Nisim and the paragraph of Bimei Matisyahu for the final time this season, it's worthwhile to note that what we're praising God for is not the miracle of the oil, but rather, I'll read for you a brief snippet of the text. Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Chashmonai v'Navi, was in the days of Matisyahu, who was a great Kohen Gadol, him and his sons, that Kishe'amda Malchus Yavan Harashah al Amcha Yisrael, that when the evil Greeks came to overpower them, Hashkicham Torasecha, to wipe out, to darken the Torah, Ula'aviram Nechuki Ritonecha, and to basically just take them totally out of power, what happened? Hashem saved us from the Greeks, and we were victorious in the war. What we therefore find is that while our rabbis, and again, most of us, the average person on the street, would tell you that the miracle of Hanukkah is that the oil lasted for 8 days. In our liturgy, we make no mention of that whatsoever. It's all about the war victory. So which is the primary miracle? Is it the one that our rabbis tell us about in this Gemara in Shabbos? Or is it the one that we've recounted 3 times a day for the last 8 days? And I think to answer the question, I want to share with you a beautiful perspective that's offered by Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Rimon, the chief rabbi of Gush Etzion in the land of Israel. And he basically explains that there are 2 kinds of miracles. There are those that are fulfilled by God alone, and that, of course, would be the miracle of the oil lasting 8 days. But then there are the miracles that God chooses to fulfill through us, that we do the actions, but God is the one facilitating the fulfillment of those actions. This would, of course, be the miracle of the war victory, which was done through the Jewish soldiers who fought and surprisingly won this uphill battle. And Rav Rimon explains a little bit further that the superior of these 2 miracles is the one in which God makes us a partner in that experience, that he brings about salvation not by himself, but specifically through us as his messengers. But the problem with all of this is that it seems extraneous and unnecessary. Why do we need 2 Hanukkah miracles if the primary miracle is the war victory, and that's why we mention it in our tefillos 3 times a day in our prayers? Then let's just have that miracle. If the primary miracle is the oil lasting for 8 days, then let's just have had that happen. Most other holidays on the Jewish calendar usually have one central theme. Pesach, it's all about redemption and the fact that God took us out of Egypt. Sukkot, we were dwelling in huts in the desert. And Shavuot, we were given the Torah. But in Hanukkah, we seem to have 2 entirely different thematic experiences over here. The answer seems to be because we would not have understood that the military victory was a miracle if not for the fact that we had just witnessed another miracle take place with the longevity of the oil. In other words, by seeing the fact that there was the revealed hand of God, we suddenly realize that even the hidden victories, which appear to be solely accomplished by us, we're also truthfully all done with the help of the Almighty. And thus we see that the monumental takeaway from the holiday of Hanukkah, that the goal of the holiday is to help us realize that sometimes God reveals himself and sometimes he stays hidden, but that he is absolutely always there with us. And I'm sure many of you out there feel the same way that I do about the world that we live in, that we've been living in for the last almost 2 years now. That it sometimes just feels impossible to move forward. One day we have to wear masks, the next day they're optional, one day we feel like the pandemic is over, and the next day there's another new variant out there that we have to fear. Even if we want to move on, we sometimes just feel like we can't because there are these messages shared all around us that are just screaming out at us, stay stuck, there's so much unknown, doomsday scenario after doomsday scenario. And of course, if one perceived a world without active involvement from Hashem on a daily basis, then there is really a lot to fear, right? There is literally anything terrible could happen tomorrow. We could learn about the new and next variants. We could learn about the next pandemic that's going to lock us all away in our homes once again. But if we believe in Hashem, if we believe that there is a power out there running everything behind the scenes, bringing us towards a certain goal point, then our perspective all of a sudden shifts. Now, I find the hardest part on the Jewish calendar usually tends to be between Hanukkah and Purim. After the holidays, after the high holidays in September or October, there is usually some absence, but we know that Hanukkah is coming and we're all excited. But between Hanukkah and Purim, especially when there is a Jewish leap year like we have this year, it tends to feel like there are just weeks and months of long, dark, and cold nights. And especially in this world that we're living in right now, it's sometimes hard to feel and find God actively in our lives. But ultimately, I think this is the message of Zos Hanukkah, that we have to remember that this day, this holiday, is meant to imbue within us the courage to continue to move forward because Hashem is always there for us. But we just have to find His hand in our everyday lives. And on that note, I wish everyone a beautiful final few hours of Hanukkah, and I offer a blessing that this Hanukkah should illuminate our lives with the ability to see Hashem, even in the darkest of places where His presence may not always be most apparent. We'll continue now with the recital of Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natseach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagefcha, Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umisiyon Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Menchosecha, Ve'olatcha Yidash Nestela, Yiten Lecha Chol Avecha, V'chol Asascha Yimalei, Neranena V'Yeshua Secha, V'Shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei, Adonai Kol Meshalosecha, Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai, Mishicho Yaneu Mishmei Kadsho, Bigvuros Yisha Yimino, Eilev Arechev Ve'ilev Asusim, V'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Karu V'Nafalu, V'anachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad, Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aninu V'Yom Kareinu, Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor the David, Adonai Roi Lo Echzar, Vinos Deshe Yarbiteini, Almei Menuchos Yenahaleini, Nafshi Yeshovei V'Yancheini, V'Maglei Tzedek L'Ma'on Shimo, Gam ki eleich begeis al maves lo irara, ki ata imadi, tiftecha u nishantecha, hima yinachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorerai, vishanta vashemen roshi kosi rivaya, achtov vachesed yirdefuni ko yimei chayai, vishafti beveis Adonai, Yorech Yamim, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir Lamalos, Esa Einai El Heharim, Me'ayin Yevo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'aret, Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha, Hinei Lo Yanum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Silcha, Al Yad Yiminecha, Yomam Hashemesh Loyakeka, V'Yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmarcha, Mikol Ra Yishmor Esnashecha, Adonai Yishmar Tzizcha Uvoecha, Me'ata V'Yad Olam, and finally, Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos, Mima Makim, Kirasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema V'Koli, Tiena Aznecha Kashuvos L'Kol Tachanunai, Em Avonos Tishmar Yah Adonai Mi Ya'amod, Ki Imcha Aslicha L'Ma'on Tivarei, Ki Visi Adonai Kifta Nashi V'Lidvaro Hochalti, Nashi Ladonai Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai HaChesed, V'Harbe Imo Fedus, V'Hu Yifte Es Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. We'll continue now with the Mishna Berach for the Cholim, the prayer for all those who are ill. Mishna Berach Avosinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Puyvarech, Rape, Sacholim, Viesacholos. Vavur, Sha'anu Mispalim Vavuram, Bishchar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malei Rachamim Maleihem Lach Limam Ulaposam Ulach Zikam Ulach Yosam Vishlach Lahem Mehera Rafua Shleima Min HaShamayim L'chol Yivareim L'chol Gideihem B'soch Sharchol Yisrael Rafua Tanefesh Rafua Zhago Hashta Ba'agala Uzman Kariv V'nomar Amen. And we'll conclude with Achenu. Achenu Kobeis Yisrael Hanesunim b'tzara u'b'shivya, ha'omdim bein bayam u'bein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yosiyim mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela li'ora u'mishibur l'geula, hashka ba'agala u'zman kariv v'nomar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Winston. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day, and a happy Hanukkah.